I think it's important that we address issues if we need to, and that we kind of make sure that the staff is happy working here, because there has been a lot of turnover. There have been a number of people that have left. We don't ask the reason, and as a commission board, we don't usually hear the reason. Just they've moved on. So I'm glad we're having this discussion, and I thank you all for your contributions. I'm done. Till next time.
Anyone else?
I'd like to say one final thing about that.
Of course.
I just want to say that we talk a lot about complaints, but that doesn't mean that that's the only reason we do a survey.
Right.
I just want to stress that we're not, I'm not pushing to do a survey because people are complaining. I'm not saying that at all. You know, good things can come from surveys. Suggestions can come from surveys. I just think as a consumer, this is our commission, and we want to make sure that we are utilizing our staff to the best of our abilities, that we're giving clients the services that they truly deserve. Nebraska is known as one of the premier agencies across the country, and I hear that all the time. And so we don't want to be getting lax and say, oh, everything's going great, when it's, you know, maybe things aren't going great, or maybe they really are. We just want to confirm that, and then also be able to give those suggestions, because maybe staff have ideas of things, but they just don't know who to take it to, or they don't feel comfortable going to their supervisor, things like that. So it's not all about the complaints. I just wanted to stress that, you know, there are a lot of good things that come out of surveys. We did a survey after our state convention this last year, and of course there's always complaints, but there was also some really good suggestions in that survey that I would have never thought about, and people just, you know, they don't think to approach somebody, or they're not comfortable approaching somebody to give those suggestions. So I just wanted to throw that out.
You threw it, we caught it.
We had someone else over here.
I was involved with the executive director's evaluation this past May. It was my first time sitting on the board and being able to be in that process. I really wish that we had gotten this information about the process of how the evaluation had been done, and you know, that outline would have really been a great help, because when I came into this, it was so different than anything else that I'd ever sat on before, and I have had the privilege and opportunity to sit on several different boards giving executive director evaluations. So immediately I was really concerned about, hey, this isn't right, just hearing from the director himself. That is not right. I want to hear from the consumers, the staff. I want to hear what's really going on. As Jamie says, what you don't know, you don't know. And so I was really interested in coming up with something, and that's how Dr. Bell got involved. But I really like the idea of doing this, you know, with the survey. Everywhere I've worked in my working history, we've always had a survey. It was done outside the agency, as far as pulling the results together and bringing it to our executive director. I feel that is something that has got to really be looked at, and be sure that no one is pulling this stuff together that has any capability of sharing this knowingly, or perhaps unknowingly, what they might be passing and not even realize. You know, HIPAA is a big deal, but yet I have been in situations where I've heard some misspoken statements, shall we say, And so we don't want to do anything like that. So I think the board, as a board member, I feel like the climate has kind of flipped for me. I feel a lot better about it, more secure in sitting on the board and perhaps getting a little better direction and a feeling of what really is going on within the agency. I have been participating in statewide meetings by Zoom, which does give me some input. I love it when they are interacting and seem to be having fun, and Carlos is over there and just having a great old time, and that does show the interaction with the staff and with Carlos is good. But we do not go behind that closed door of the office, you know, or what they're really feeling. And, you know, when I read this report, the first thing that flipped in my mind was, this is mirroring fear. We all work on fear, if we believe it or not. We react to it. We try to prevent it. It's in our gut. And so if a person is afraid of saying something as a negative reflection on themselves, perhaps to the point where they may lose their job, or who knows what. You know, I'm really pleased that this come to surface today. And yes. I want to thank everyone in this room that has spoken to this for participating, because this is yes. really important. Thank you.
Anyone else? I'll say one more thing, though, Shirley. Maybe. Depends on what kind of mood I'm in after I speak. Thanks.
Patty, you said something about your first time on the board doing the survey. And if it was in Mike's document, I missed it. When the commission board was first established in 2000, one of the guidelines in LB 352, I believe is a number, that suggests that the commission board will hire an executive director annually. When Barb Lowe's was chair and that grew back, you know, a number of years ago,
yes.
the surveys and the evaluation process were actually done in public because that's what the board thought they had to do. And at times it could be a spectacle, at times it could be uncomfortable and all of that. And I forget who it was that did the research or did something. But it was, I think, several years after that. I know when I was on the board, the evaluation was always done in private. But as soon after whoever was found out, you might want to do this in private because, you know, nobody, when you go through a hiring process and a job interview, it's not a public spectacle. Mm-mm. And that's kind of what I believed it to be, sitting in the public,
yes.
that when you do an evaluation in public, it's a spectacle, it's a show. It's, you know, you're either hiring someone, the person, because, well, you don't have the balls to tell them,
so.
You're no good, being grade one. So, I just want to give you the background that one time it was done in public, and now, thank God, it's done behind closed doors where it should be.
You know. I agree. Thank you for that.
Yep.
I'm leaving right now when I don't have them with me.
Anyone else? Okay, hearing none. Do we have a motion or anything from the board as far as what we want to do going forward with this? Do you want to do some more investigating on methods of evaluation or of surveys or what?
I would like to, maybe not today, but to bring this forward in a closed session and try to maybe perhaps between now and that time, each of us board members could try to look into a type of survey we feel that would be best suited for our particular needs. And what do we want to hear in these surveys that make it, you know, our drive to get this to be confidential?
Okay.
So, like, I mean, our next meeting is when we're doing our eval with Carlos.
Yeah, so it's, right, but it is too late to get anything done between now and then with the staff. So, you know, when we met last May, we were hoping to have this in place within, say, 6 months, so then we could use that data to use as part of our evaluation. Well, that has come and gone. So perhaps in May, we can focus in on going forward with the process of the survey.
Okay. Yeah, so essentially, from what I'm understanding, you're talking about tabling this till the next meeting so that we can all do our own little research and then discuss how we want to go about doing this?
I think we would each be more prepared.
Okay. We have a second to table it?
Second.
I mean, I didn't. It wasn't exactly a motion.
Well, sorry. Do you want to make that a motion so we can second it?
Sure, we'll rerun this. Yep. All right. I make the motion that we table this discussion until May, and at that time we will go into closed session. We will discuss what each board member has to offer and go forward working towards a survey.
Madam Commissioner, just an observation.
Yes.
I don't think it can be closed session. It needs to be open.
Do what?
It needs to be in the open meeting.
Okay.
You know, yes, closed session, yeah. Closed session will be only if you're talking about a personal issue, if you're talking in this case about me or about a particular person. Yeah. But if it's the document in general, it has to be open.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, then it shall be in open session.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. We'll do a roll call vote as usual. Patty?
Aye.
Miguel?
Aye.
I say aye as well. Cheryl?
Aye.
And Linda?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
Mr. Chair,
yes, sir.
Just a suggestion. As you read the questionnaire that Paulette and the previous commissioners put together, I think that's a good place to start with questions. They put a lot of thinking behind it.
Right. Yes, I like it a lot.
Yeah, very good question.
It was very good, Mike.
It's about the director, but also about the agency in general. Mm-hmm. So it's a balance of both.
Yep. Yeah. Very good suggestion.
I guess the main thing would be how to conduct the survey.
Right.
Who will compile it and how it will get to you. So that's something that you need to start thinking between now and then.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Next thing on the agenda is public comment. We just had a whole bunch of it, but any public comment regarding anything else?
I hope not.
It doesn't matter what
you
know.
Didn't hear that, guys.
That is a public comment.
It's a bad ear.
Y'all heard it here or no? Okay, last but not least is final announcements before we adjourn. Obviously, our next meeting is May 9th in Lexington, where we're doing our evaluation of the executive director. Do we have any other announcements from the board? Okay, hearing none, it is 11:28 and this meeting is adjourned.
Oh, I had a schedule.
Thank you.
Now I can go.